Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the amazing, illustrious, and wise Harley Slanger from the Roos Foundation. Harley, lots of things happening. How are things going with the Belt and Road program? And what are the positive things that are happening with Xi and with China, both on trade and settling some of these things like this tech person that was jailed in Canada on the basis of an indication from the U.S. government? What's the story there?
Well, the woman who was jailed, Mrs. Meng, is the daughter of the CEO of Huawei, and she is the chief financial officer.
Right.
And this is a company that's makes the best smartphones in the world, and it's the largest smartphone company in the world. And it was accused of violating Iran sanctions. And someone in the Justice Department sent out an order to have her arrested in Canada and then extradited to the United States. Now, this is kind of absurd, arresting an officer of a company because the company is allegedly violating sanctions policy by selling cell phones in Iran. You know, that's what it boils down to. And apparently Trump was quite angry because this occurred while he was meeting with Xi.
It was all designed to interfere with his meeting with Xi, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so here you have a repeat again of a clumsy tactic. Remember, when Trump was meeting with Xi in Mar-a-Lago back in April 2017, that was the evening that we launched a drone or a missile strike against Syrian forces on the claim that Syria had used chemical weapons. So just as the Mueller targeting is timed to disrupt meetings with Putin,
right,
so there was an effort to undermine what the president was doing in his meeting with Xi. Now, the important thing is that the Chinese are extremely angry at this.
No wonder. But, I mean, why would you do something like this? This is an obscenity, isn't it?
Well, but they're angry, but they recognize that there's a higher calling involved in working out this deal with Trump. And so the person who's the most important economic spokesman, Li He, is meeting with Mnuchin. He's continuing the discussions. Trump is personally involved, and Kudlow is doing a lot of the heavy work in the discussions. And
right,
Trump is saying that there's been great progress. The Chinese are buying soybeans. They're lowering the auto tariffs. They signed a very strict agreement on intellectual property, which meets the president's requirements. And the president is also saying the United States will look to work with China in a number of other areas. So, another other trade areas.
Yeah, so, this is amazing cooperation, isn't it? It's amazing.
Well, and you add to that that the Chinese are still working very closely with the president on North Korea.
Right.
Now, here's the other area where you see problems. The government of Ecuador just signed a memo of understanding to join the Belt and Road Initiative. The government of the Dominican Republic has done the same. The Xi was in Panama, and the Panamanians have signed a major agreement with the Chinese. So you have the Chinese working very aggressively toward developing infrastructure connections, including in Mexico, down through South, Central America and the South America, which would actually benefit American interests. And yet this dummy Mike Pence is running around saying the Chinese are messing around in our hemisphere. Now, while Pence is saying that, Trump is talking with Andres Manuel López Obrador, the new president of Mexico, making agreements for U.S.-Mexican cooperation on infrastructure, which will intersect what the Chinese are doing. So you see, on the one hand, a whole new paradigm of economic agreements, technology accords, and so on, that are absolutely positive between the U.S. and China. And on the other hand, you see the deep state and its operatives trying to prevent this from occurring. And then add to that...
Well, the Chinese don't have control of the Belt and Road. It's a cross-national collaborative effort with funding around the world. And the main thing is producing this will help stabilize the economy of Central America, as well as us trying to clean out these drug cartels. The people won't want to immigrate here, half of them. They'll like to stay in their own home country when they have business and roadways and a proper Belt and Road system to share goods and services and get high tech and education so they don't have less than grade 12. This is the problem we have is when we see somebody like China that wants to use the wisdom of the West in their own current plan, we don't want to accept it. It's weird, isn't it?
Look at everything
from Hamiltonian economics that you talked about before. The Chinese have collected all this wisdom and said, let's do this. It's amazing, isn't it?
And the Chinese are also trying to crack down on international drug networks, including collaboration in Panama, Mexico, and elsewhere with the United States, just as the Russians are. The Russians were actually engaged in very direct work between the Russian head of the drug office there with the U.S. in working on Afghanistan. And all that's being sabotaged by the anti-Russia, anti-China neoconservatives.
Right, now, and then we see Putin putting the bombers in Venezuela. This is a tit for tat. It's not really, we're going to bomb you Americans. It's like, let's work out a deal. When Trump didn't meet Putin in the G20, this is a very negative thing to say to Putin. We're not going to work out anything, was it? And the people in Russia are justifiably paranoid, aren't they?
Well, and let's take a look at one other thing. You see Marco Rubio and the anti-China crowd in the U.S. Senate attacking the Chinese for their policies of addressing Islamic terrorism in Sichuan province and Xinjiang province. Now, what the Chinese are doing is they're taking young Muslims who have been attending the mosques where they're being recruited into terrorist cells, and they're putting them in regular schools. They're forcing them to go to the regular schools, but what they say is they're trying to convince these people that religion is one thing, but terrorism is another, and they're not allowing terrorism. And so Rubio and others are saying this is a violation of human rights. Now, what's the U.S. approach to fighting terrorists? You go and blow up their country.
Wow.
Even where there are no terrorists in the country. So
that's bizarre. Isn't it bizarre? I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
And first off, blowing up their country just makes... It's like getting rid of weeds and not getting rid of the roots. The weeds are going to come back stronger than ever. So you don't blow up their country. You have to stabilize like in Afghanistan. You don't blow up the cities and don't fix the waterworks. Back in the 50s and 60s, we fixed the waterworks so they could have not just, you know, dry land farming and creating an opium crop. You actually allow them to have produce their own food so they don't have to import it to Afghanistan. I mean, this is just insane, our policies. And we spent like, I think, $68 billion a year to be situated in Afghanistan. We're losing territory. We're not working things out. We're collaborating with the Taliban to bring the drug trade to Russia and America of this heroin crop. And we're not fixing anything, are we?
Well, and this gets to the point, which is that The neoconservatives have a view of what they're going to do to keep running the world. It goes against Trump's view. But this is why they are using Russiagate, they're using Michael Cohen, every weapon they have to try to undermine President Trump.
Right.
And, you know, I can tell you, Bill, as we were talking last week, there's real concern now in the inner Trump circles that there's not enough fight back coming from his supporters to counter this barrage that's coming from Mueller, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everyone else.
It's not a matter of fight back. I'll tell you what the problem is. The Kelly filter. Kelly's going to take us. Hopefully, it'll get somebody to allow the public like you and me to be able to dialogue with Trump. Because Trump's biggest problem right now, he is being filtered and blocked from people like you and me and others that are in the alternative media to give him more wisdom so he makes good decisions. And Trump has been shielded by Kelly. And there's still people deeply implanted that are neocons on their right and, of course, on the left in the administration that are confounding his policies. That's what's happening.
Anytime. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're back. You have some integrity issues dealing with the British government. Let's go ahead and integrate this with the overall picture of what's going on.
Yeah, as I was saying, the people behind Mueller are not going to quit, and they're going to continue to slander and smear, even though they've proven absolutely nothing. Now, something came out recently that was some hacked documents that were released that are now getting wide circulation, that show that there's something called the Integrity Initiative, which is 95% funded by the British Foreign Office, which means the British government. And this Integrity Initiative works in every British embassy in the world, and its purpose is to pull together political clusters of anti-Russian policy. Now, one of the reasons this surfaced is because they're now acting in Britain to try to derail Brexit. You know, you just had Theresa May very shocked by the fact that she had 118 Tories vote against her in a confidence measure. She won, but really by the skin of her teeth. But what's happening is, as May is in trouble because she's trying to figure out a way to finagle against the vote on Brexit, against the British people's vote for Brexit, the Integrity Initiative is putting out two different lines. One, that the Russians interfered in the Brexit vote without, again, any evidence. And secondly, that the Russians are running Corbyn in the Labour Party. That is, the head of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is somehow heavily indebted to Putin the same way Trump is. Now, what they're trying to do, I mean, Corbyn is a lot of different things, but one of the things he does stand for is reindustrializing Britain, ending the free trade agreements, raising wages, building infrastructure. and also getting rid of the sanctions on Russia. So there's a chance that he could beat May or a Tory in the next election. So the Integrity Initiative is now meddling in their own... This is the British government running operations against a candidate for prime minister. That's the equivalent of the Obama intelligence team, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and others, running operations against Trump during the 2016 election. So this is new evidence of the degree to which the British are so committed to confrontation with Russia that they are running operations in every country in the world to destroy any political movement or party which doesn't accept the City of London policy.
Well, the City of London was involved with the Bolshevik Revolution a century ago. It was the British.
Well,
they were involved with that, wasn't it?
Well, here's another big defeat for the British. What happened to Macron in France? Because Macron, with May somewhat crippled, with Merkel having problems, Macron emerged as the key spokesman for the Bush-Obama policies. And you know, Macron is nothing but a banker's boy. He was the economics minister in the Hollande government, the socialist government, the previous one. He was a complete catastrophe there. But what's he making as the issue? Number one, more power to the bureaucrats of Brussels to run the economies of European nations. In other words, the anti-sovereignty policy that Brussels tells you how you can spend money. And number two, a rabid commitment to the most extreme form of the Paris Climate Conference. And to carry that through, Macron imposed taxes, which are the equivalent of carbon taxes, but taxes on every liter of gasoline that was sold in France. 25% tax increase. And the French people said, hell no. You know, there was one guy quoted as saying, we're told all the time that we're approaching the end of the world because of the climate. Most of us can't make it to the end of the week because we don't have enough money.
Yeah, isn't that wild? And these people, by the way, are not scientifically valid enviromaniacs, and they're actually damaging the environment that people need in order to live, enough food, enough water, enough gasoline to get to work.
Well, and here's the interesting thing about the yellow vests, and I think I reported this last week, but they have support of 80% of the French population. The police and the firemen are supporting them, and a group of generals and retired generals sent a letter to Macron saying that they are right in opposing these taxes. And so Macron had to back down. Now, here's the interesting thing. Macron, in his back down, he said he's only going to withhold these taxes for 6 months, so he's setting himself up for another shock because the yellow vests are saying they're not going to accept it in 6 months. But he increased wages. He increased overtime pay. He did a number of things that will cost the French government so much money that it will take them above the EU agreed upon deficit reduction plans. In other words, the EU arbitrarily has this policy that you can only have a 3% deficit to GDP. And the Italians, when they opposed this, and they only were going to go to about 2.6%, so they were still below the EU line, and the EU attacked them for it. Now Macron's new policy is going to mean that the French will be at 3.6%, and the EU said it's okay. So in other words, to protect their fair-haired boy Macron, they're letting him do something that Italy and Greece were not allowed to do.
Wow.
So this is furthering the rebellion in Europe. And I can tell you, things are very intense here. I attended a lecture the other night by a leading apologist for the European Union, and he was on the defensive from the moment he started. This was in Berlin. And he said, look, the problem with Europe is that the only place we can turn is to the United States because we have no option with Russia and China. And people in the audience were saying, look, that's a lot of crap. We do have operations and potential to work with Russia and China. And then someone in the audience said, besides, you're completely wrong about Trump. What's wrong with Trump? He wants to end regime change wars. He wants to be friends with Russia. And so this EU bureaucrat was completely on his heels within about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And this was an audience of professionals and intellectuals. So I think what we're seeing is the rebellion from 2016 that emerged with Brexit and then with the Trump victory has not been squelched. Remember, Macron's victory over Marine Le Pen supposedly proved that the populism or the nationalism is not going to work. Well, now Macron is at about 20% in popularity in the polls. And in France, there was a poll the other day that showed that 62% would prefer Putin as president of France.
Oh, my. That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really what's going on is pure insanity. And these politicians are so arrogant, they can't even listen to the public at all. Amazing, isn't it?
Normal. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, welcome back. Lots of things happening. In the new year, I think that we only have a week or two left now for the interim House government by the Republicans to set up things. I think you're right. Meadows has gone off the tangent to go after Clinton. This could be set aside. They have to protect Trump because they're trying to stress Trump to the point, even this meeting that Schumer and Pelosi had, insulting his manhood. How ridiculous. When they've all stated in the past they wanted to have some kind of control of immigration, and they need to have some kind of system, which is a cybernetic wall, physical wall, places where you can't put a wall at all, like along the river where the cattle come down and drink at the Rio Grande. And the fact is, the Democrats are trying to destroy Trump, and they want to make him look like a fool in front of his own support. And it's bad for America. It puts us in grave danger, doesn't it? And while these things are going on, we need to clean up the mess in Central America. We need to have the trade routes there so these people have an economy. And they want to stay in their own home country if they're doing well, aren't they?
The issue here that the supporters of Trump have to focus on is that Mueller's investigation has nothing to do with justice or the legal system or the law. It has to do with a violation of law. That is the overturning of an election by other means. And this is technically known as a coup.
Right.
And I haven't heard many people, other than Roger Stone, there are a few alternative media who bring it up, but I'd like to hear people like Nunes and Trey Gowdy and Meadows call it what it is. It's a coup underway, slow, tortuous coup run by the same people who carried out coups in Ukraine, in Guatemala, in Iran, who have been responsible for assassinations, for destruction of nations. They're trying to do that to the United States now because the American people voted against the Bush-Obama policies when they elected Trump. And instead of trying to figure out how to work with Trump, or when you disagree with him, to fight him on principle, instead they make up a story, they concocted the story of Russian intervention, and they're going to use it, even if it destroys the United States and gets us into a war with Russia. So if people like Mark Meadows and a number of the congressmen who have done some good work in investigating the corruption in the Justice Department, they have to stick to the story. And, you know, I'm very clear on the problem of bringing up the Clinton Foundation. Look, the Clinton Foundation is totally corrupt. There's no question. There's an investigation, an extensive investigation into it. Let it unfold. You don't have to make that the focus of congressional hearings right now. Congressional hearings should focus on how Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe of the FBI ran a fake operation against Michael Flynn to accuse him of lying, even though after the interrogation of him, they admitted he didn't lie. So there's a judge, Emmett Sullivan, who's now demanded all the papers in the Flynn case. You know, Flynn's supposed to be sentenced next week. And the media keeps saying Flynn is the key, Flynn met with Mueller and so on. Well, Sullivan said he wants to see all the interrogation, all the documents, the 302s, everything, because he thinks there's something fishy about this. Now, here's something you need to know about Judge Sullivan. He's the one who overturned the conviction of former Senator Ted Stevens. You remember that, the Alaska senator?
Right.
Who's accused of stealing office expense money and campaign money to build a summer home in Alaska. And they basically ran him out of office. They convicted him. And when the judge investigated, he found that the FBI repeatedly lied, distorted documents, and did the same kind of thing they've done with Flynn, with George Papadopoulos, and others. And he overturned the case, overturned the conviction. So I think we may see it get a shock next week on the Michael Flynn case. And that would be very important, because this is one of the key linchpins that Mueller is trying to use to say that there was illegal contact with the Russians. There was nothing illegal about what Flynn did. Flynn was convicted on a bogus count of lying.
Right.
What actually happened is the FBI was sitting there with the transcript of his discussion, asking him to tell what happened in his discussion. And when he said a couple things that weren't exact according to the transcript, they said, there's a lie. You lied to the FBI.
Yeah, yeah. You can make anybody lie. I mean, if you do that, you're actually having a transcript, and you say, the shade of what you said wasn't exactly the same, therefore you lied.
Exactly.
And this is the basis for...
But they never told him. They never told him he could have a lawyer present during the discussion.
Wow.
And so this is what Sullivan's looking into. Then you have the whole question of what Papadopoulos has been saying, which is that Stefan Halper, Joseph Mifsud, and Downer, the Australian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, that they were the ones who planted on him the story that the Russians had the WikiLeaks documents, that it came from Russia. Now, you can also see how there's enormous pressure being put on Assange with the threat that he's going to be kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which means he'll probably be grabbed by the British police, stuck in a plane in the United States, and locked in the bowels of the earth somewhere, and convicted in a show trial, and never have a chance to explain where the documents came from. So I think we need to have a real truth commission. Trump needs to declassify the documents on the various aspects of the investigation of Russiagate, including the British role. Assange needs to come forward and say where he got the documents from Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Get the story out and concentrate on that. If we do it, Trump will be seen by the American people as a hero, as a man who stood up against a bunch of criminals, real criminals, who lost an election and tried to reverse it by creating a whole series of fake crimes. So this is what has to happen. And, you know, if I sound pessimistic about the case, I'm not. I'm absolutely convinced that Trump did nothing wrong.
Right.
And that all the wrongdoing is on the side of Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Mueller. But unless there's a fight to bring that out, they're going to win. And, you know,
the main way they win is if they stress Trump old enough at his age, he's going to have health catastrophe.
Well, yeah. And you can see
if they don't take him out legally, they'll take him out with a stroke, a heart attack, or cancer, or something caused by the extreme stress he's under. I mean, the man is doing amazing considering the stress he's under. Really?
Yeah. Or they've hinted that they would assassinate him. So, you know, there are a lot of these are the people who have.
Yeah, but I think Trump should actually de-license in media, and the people like Mueller. Because he's trying to do a coup, this is going beyond the scope. Like, I don't know why this new director of the Attorney General's office doesn't narrow his scope and just say, look, you're not allowed to do this. You've got to close down the Flynn and the other stuff and stop it because this is not your mandate. He can't act out like he's an uncontrolled power that has no answer to anybody, including the president. So as far as I'm concerned, the scope should be narrowed right away, even before you start talking about putting a second investigation of the Clintons, etc.
Well, it should, but here's the problem. I'm worried about this guy Barr because of his background with the Bush networks.
Exactly. He's been a good term in Barr, another criminal, right?
Yeah, now Whitaker, we don't know yet. We don't know what he is, but Whitaker was clearly with Trump. That's
right.
Why Schiffer and others went crazy against him.
Well, Whitaker was, but we don't know what Barr is. That's definitely. The fact he's with George Bush Sr., who just recently died, Mr. New World Order guy. And now it's the 10 years to the day before 9/11. Yeah, this is a problem, isn't it?
Yep.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have a nice article that I need you to get into, but the title of the article is What Janet Yellen Does Not Understand, The Deadly Triumph of British Neoliberal Economic Policies Must End. And, of course, we see this with Theresa May trying to do a fast dance to delay things so they won't impeach or remove her from office. Yeah, please go through this article and explain what we're talking about, because Britain, its current empire, is not a bunch of ships like 200 years ago on the ocean or 100 years ago. It is ships of money, and they handle more international exchange of money than any other nation, including even America. So Britain's economic policies are tied directly to their neoliberal policies of why they're trying to kill Brexit, aren't they?
Well, they're trying to kill Brexit because if Brexit goes through, the City of London banks will lose their favorable positions when it comes to clearing derivatives and all kinds of shadow banking trades that go on, which is the where most of the money from the British Empire, they're still controlling these financial flows. And what I start with in that article is Janet Yellen's quote from February 2017 when she was still Federal Reserve Chair. And she said, look, we learned a lot after 2008, and I don't think there will be another financial crisis in our lifetimes. You remember she said that?
Yeah.
Earlier this week, interviewed by that faker, Paul Krugman from the New York Times, Yellen said something very different. She said there are gigantic holes in the financial system. And what are these holes? Corporate debt. Exactly what you and I have been discussing the last 6 months. And Yellen correctly identified the fact that there are areas that are still unregulated, where there are flows of funds, where there's leverage that's going to, if the leverage is reversed, if it goes backwards, you're going to have corporate bankruptcies that could shake the whole system. Now, the point of my article is that she's still talking about the economy as though monetary policy is the most important question. And as a Hamiltonian, as an American system advocate, I would argue the opposite is the case, that monetary policy should be there to encourage the development of the physical economy and to facilitate investment into real goods production. And that, in fact, in the article, I go through what's happened in the last 50 years in the United States. You know, manufacturing used to be the dominant factor in the U.S. economy. In 1955, 32% of all full-time jobs were in manufacturing. Today, it's less than 8%. So you look at the share of GDP, manufacturing used to be close to 30%, and now it's about 12%. The only reason it's so high is that the people who still manufacture have value added in their product.
Right.
But we've moved away from that conception of economics. And so it's fine to say, well, we should close the regulatory loopholes. You know, that's an idiotic statement. Of course we should. There were regulations that worked. We didn't have banking crises from the 1930s until the 1990s. When we repealed Glass-Steagall, the banking system functioned generally fairly well. There were some problems, but generally it functioned pretty well. But once the neoliberals took over and deregulated everything, it wasn't just that they opened the door for speculation. The opening of the door for speculation meant the closing of the door for credit for real production.
Right.
And that's why we have a basket case economy, where the only thing that we produce anymore are bubbles, economic or financial bubbles.
And by the way, those bubbles are created because even in the speculative economy, as of 3 or 4 years ago, they can't even make big profits. They used to make 2 and 3 times the amount of money by taking over and making new tool and die in industry and actual production. And even that bubble economy isn't making money. So it's only a matter of time before someone with a financial hatpin runs around the party and blows up the world economy. And there's lots of reasons why it can explode, isn't there?
Well, there's what some people are calling the everything bubble now. It's a debt bubble, a derivative bubble, the student loan bubble, the personal credit card debt, the government debt, the unfunded liabilities. There's just any number of problems. But these things could be fixed if you actually started by saying most of this debt is uncollectible. Therefore, we're not going to recognize it, whether we write it down to its actual value or we write it off or we just put it in a 10-year hiatus. We're not going to play around with this debt anymore. We're not going to let the indebtedness determine the current investment policy. So
right.
Then you shift to what LaRouche has called Hamiltonian credit. And Hamiltonian credit is based on the idea that you directly infuse money into the economy through the Treasury Department as Treasury notes that are then loaned through the banking system for physical production. And you can then have a capital budget, which is separate from the day-to-day functioning of government, where you create a certain amount of credit for infrastructure that is then a separate aspect of a government budget process. When we've done that, what we find two things. One is that While infrastructure doesn't necessarily fully pay for itself, that is, if you build a new bridge, unless you have really high tolls on it, you may not make immediately, directly, the money to cover the cost of the bridge. However, the improvement that real infrastructure adds to the economy in terms of efficiency affects the whole economy. And so even at lower tax rates, you collect more revenue because there's more goods production, there's more trade, there's more commerce.
That's happened every time we've had a break in the economy with Reagan and anybody else, isn't it? It's always increased the actual tax flow back by lowering the tariffs and the duties and all the other block barriers, right, to business.
But the key to it, and this is something that wasn't fully done under Reagan, but was done, was what Kennedy was trying to do and what was done by Hamilton and others, is that you ensure that the investments are going into those areas that are productive. And the way you do that, you don't need a government decree for that. If you don't have money siphoned off into swindles and speculation, bankers know the difference between an entrepreneur with an idea that's profitable versus a swindler.
Right.
And if they're given the choice, you know, the old saying was the savings and loans were 3-5-3. You know, you paid 3% on people's savings, you charged 5% on mortgages, and you were on the golf course by 3 p.m. The bankers back then didn't make huge fortunes outside of the Rockefellers, Mellons, and others, but the average banker was a rock of the community, understood the importance of building a community based on producers and homeowners. We don't have that anymore. When you started turning housing into a speculative commodity so that people moved in and out of houses based on trying to increase their personal wealth, that's insanity. But that's what we saw in the period from the repeal of Glass-Steagall in 99 through the crash in 2008. And we're seeing it again right now, Bill. And I know you know this because you live in an area where this happened. The prices of houses in Southern California, in places like Phoenix, in Las Vegas.
Well, they dropped by about 25%. I mean,
well, they went through the roof again so that people couldn't afford them, and now they're collapsing again.
Right, which is actually what you can expect. But I think between 2020, and I saw this on Bill Maher's show and others, the Democrats and the globalists, either left and right, including Paul Ryan, they want to see a crash in the economy so Trump can't get reelected. It's not just populism here. It's populism in Hungary, where they're actually banning the school tied to George Soros. It's also in Austria. It's also in Italy, where you have a stable government that actually is supportive of the people to get policies to get back in some national control of their immigration and their economic policies. They won't even let the Greeks sell additional agricultural goods to get out of their debt. I mean, they literally, their idea of a form of fascist austerity is part of their plan of the Europeans. It's terrible, isn't it?
Well, it is, and unfortunately, this is what Paul Ryan thinks, this is what a lot of Republicans think, and what Schumer and others are doing is they're going to let the economy crash and blame it on Trump. You're right.
Right, exactly. That's their whole idea. Let it crash, blame it on Trump, get him out of office, continue their version of the New World Order, and they don't care. Remember the movie The Big Short? For every interest rate drop in the actual economy, or every percent drop, there's a 40,000 plus people that die. They don't just have a bad day, they die. From lack of care, lack of food, stress, whatever, 40,000 people die every point they drop the economy. And they don't care, do they?
Nope.
Amazing. Thank you, Harley. Well, we'll see you again in 3 weeks' time. If you have some alternative guests, send those over to me, and we'll get them on the show, like Keisha, etc. Wonderful. We're going to have you signed in through Digigram Blue next time. Much better than Skype. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line
888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.